everybody, and welcome to this week's Pitching In NPL show. Bit of a bumper edition once again, as this week we're going to be drawing our eyes to the FA Trophy and this weekend's big ties in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy, as we'll be joined later by Andrew Snaith from Coasting County Radio, as well as the management from Brighouse Town, Loughborough Dynamo, Frickley and Colne. But before that, let's talk about the league. And joining me down the other end of the phone now to bask in the glory of another 7 days in the NPL Premier Division, we're joined by the welcome return. It's Mr. James Hayes, everyone.
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
That's right. I'm all good. We're also going to be dipping into some post-match interviews as well from Tuesday night. We're going to be hearing the interviews from Curtis Woodhouse at Gainsborough Trinity, South Shields' joint manager Lee Picton, Rob Sadler, assistant manager at Atherton Colls, and Simon Howarth at Stalybridge Celtic. And we're also going to be talking to Steve Chettle at Batesford and John McGrath at Michelover. So we're packed show, James. And where shall we start this week's show? Shall we talk about the current league leaders?
Well, I can do. I mean, I thought you'd be talking about something else, but we'll start the league if you want.
What should I be talking about? Are you talking about the long trip away on a midweek, sending me up to Newcastle on a Tuesday night? I got back at 2 o'clock. Ridiculous. Anyway, was that what I was talking about?
No.
What other thing from last Saturday? What happened last Saturday? Oh, yeah. It's good, that. Enjoyed it. Sidewards Rain. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the FA Cup. Why not talk about the FA Cup? James, let's talk about the FA Cup. FC United, through to the next round.
Obviously, guys, they gave you a good solid go at it, but the lower division side were a giant killing at the same time. FC's third trip in 15 years, so you only seem to do it in seasons with a 5 and a 0 to get into the first round, it seems.
Founded in 2005, Brighton away 2010, Chesterfield 2015, Doncaster 2020. It wasn't so good for Marsh United. They were beaten 5-1 at Brackley Town, and we'll never mention that result again, and we'll never mention Ilkeston Town 0, Hartlepool United 6. That is off the agenda this week. But James, we will talk about South Shields 2, Halifax Town 0. A phenomenal victory for South Shields.
Yeah, and great indeed. And by the looks of it as well, completely dominated the game against Halifax Town. Two great goals. Darius Holsey really setting up, but just on the brink of half-time before Robert brings his solo effort to put him in through to the draw against way trip to Cheltenham Town, which, again, that pretty winnable one there for him, realistically.
South Shields travelling to Cheltenham Town in the first round proper. FC United hosting Doncaster. Who else got through from a Northern Premier League perspective? I'll tell you who. Marine got through, everybody. And they'll be taking on Colchester United away. Brilliant victory, this one. For Neil Young's side, Chester 0, Marine 1. Phenomenal stuff from Marine there, James.
Yeah, I think they said it last week on the show that they wanted to go that over to Chester and just to prove a point, especially under the weird circumstances of COVID, where obviously the Welsh board is halfway through the ground, so half the amenities had to be moved halfway across the pitch, apparently.
Is that how they got round that, Chester?
Yeah, because they had to move practically anything that was like match related had to go to the other side of the pitch, to the English side of the I digress, but yeah, penalty there for Marine into the Welsh end of the ground from what I'm hearing, and yeah, great sort of tie again. It's another non-league name called Chester United, really. So, but a Marine, another giant killing from the FA Cup this season. I think that's three of them we've had this weekend, and well, we won't talk about the last one in a second against us. But
we will have to talk about it, but only briefly. Stafford Rangers 1, Skelmersdale United 4. Commiserations to Stafford Rangers, obviously, but a big congratulations to Skem. I know they're not in the Northern Premier League anymore, but that's, you know, it's a club that's been on a journey, haven't they, in recent years, and that's cracky stuff. And they will be on telly in the next round.
Yeah, they will be indeed, obviously. Friday Night Lights against ex-MPL and new EFL side, Harrogate Town.
Congratulations, though, to Marine, to FC United and to South Shields. And Marine in their match against Colchester, that game will be on the red button. And FC United against Doncaster will be on BBC Two. Highlights to South Shields, I take it, in their match?
Don't know what's happening in that case just yet, because I think BT are still trying to look for a couple of streams. So right. Not all the sides have been announced, but I know if worse comes to worse, I know South Shields would very likely stream the game as they have been doing in recent times.
Well, big congratulations to South Shields Marine and FC United, and of course, next week, we'll be discussing those games with the managers themselves. We'll have one of the joint managers from South Shields, Neil Young and Neil Reynolds, on next week's show, talking about the first round proper of the FA Cup. And yeah, big congratulations. Let's talk, though, now about the league, James, and some matches on Tuesday night, some matches on Saturday. Basford United, currently top of the pile, a 1-0 win on Saturday away at Stalybridge Celtic. They followed that up with a 4-1 victory over Scarborough Athletic. And for more on this, on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Basford United, the currently leaders of the NPL Premier Division. So welcome back to the show, to Steve Chattel.
Hey, it's been a good week. It's been a good couple of weeks, to be fair, Ben. We've had five positive results on the spin, which is the first time since last season. But listen, we're not getting carried away. We know it's a long season and nothing's won or lost, you know, at the end of September, beginning of October.
I mean, it's a hell of a statement, that Tuesday night victory over Scarborough, though. I know before that, the results you like, you know, good 1-0 victories.
Yes,
you like that, don't you?
1-0, beautiful things, yeah.
I mean, what do you think of a 4-1 win, though?
Well, I think I went back to the records the day after. I think the last time we scored 4 goals was against Lancaster at the start of last season. And I don't think we've had another 4 since then. So, listen, everything on the night went really well for us. We scored goals at really good times. To go 4-0 up in the space of, I think it was 67 minutes, was fantastic for us. And to get Marcus on the score sheet twice and his, you know, in his second start of the season is great. And he's, you know, he's getting stronger by the week, which is fantastic for us.
And a man of the match performance as well, as I understand, for Marcus. But, you know, when I look over the results over the past couple of weeks or so, I'm seeing the same names, you know, like Stefan Galinski and Callum Chettle, you know, putting in good performances.
Yeah, we kept the nucleus of the team that did really well last year. And obviously Kane Richards was a massive plus for us as well. He was also scoring goals. But we've had additional players like Marcus, like you're saying, and Kieran Preston was ill for 1 week, and we've signed Jordan Pierpont, who came in from a lower league club, who's done fantastic for us in goal as well. So at the minute, like I say, Ben, we're okay, but listen, I'm not getting carried away at all. I've been in this game a long time.
I was going to ask you about where you think you stand at the moment, because it's a very weird division at the moment. It's not really going as people expected. You know, you've got yourselves and Warrington up at the top. Then you've got, you know, Micklover and Witten in the mix and Matlock performing well, and, you know, South Shields in eighth and FC and Nantwich down the lower half. So where are you tracking?
We've played all our games. We're fortunate we played all our games. Obviously, teams have been off for various reasons, whether it be virus-related or not. We just have to take in consideration people have got games to play catch up, but I'm happy having the points on the board, Ben. Like I say, I'm above my target of my 2 points per game at the minute, so like I say, I'm in a good place at the moment.
And when it comes to obviously the league, you have to park for this weekend, but on Tuesday night, loads of games taking place, those teams catching up on yourselves, and then next Saturday you've got Atherton Coles, and suddenly that's turned into a big game.
Listen, they're all big games. Listen, I'm not getting carried away, like I say, but we got Alf Church on Saturday in the trophy. Then we've got a clear week where we can have another couple of training sessions where we've not had that luxury all season, where it's been really crammed with fixtures. You know, we're trying to get all this fixing as much as we can. But like I say, we play Atherton Coles on the next Saturday, and then we'll get ready for that after the Alpha Church game on this Saturday.
I was going to ask you about the scheduling, because, you know, some managers at the moment, they're playing Saturday, Tuesday, and, you know, what are you going to do with yourself this week?
What, in a clear week? Well, we could do a Tuesday night session where the boys can come in and recuperate, to be fair. You know, some lads have been hammered a little bit too much, and, you know, from the long layoff, we've had niggling little injuries through pre-season, like I spoke to you before in the pre-season preview, and they're looking to clear up now. But the medical staff and the sports science team have been great for the boys, especially trying to monitor what they've been doing and just keeping tabs on the load in and making sure they're right for the following games.
And when it comes to the season more generally and the way your boys are performing at the moment, I mean, you must be encouraged by the start you've made and you know, how things are progressing.
It's great. Like I say, we've got points on the board. You know, we're above our 2 points per game schedule, like we said, which is like to be, because if you get 2 points per game, you're round at the end of the season. So we're there at the moment. But listen, we've got a heavy November and a heavy December. And we're, like I said, we need to pick as many points as we can, as early as we can, because you never know what's going to happen, do you?
No, you don't. That's very true. one look at a non-league Twitter feed and it tells you where we are at the moment. We should say we're recording this interview on Thursday, for that reason, with breaking news all over the shop. Alva Church this weekend. How important is it, you know, the FA Trophy, but also to keep the momentum going as well?
It's massive. You know, everybody likes a cup run. It, you know, people have asked me, is it a distraction from the league? Well, no, it's not, because, you know, we concentrate on every game individually. You know, it's a boring old cliche that managers, we've turned into boring old farts and we come out the same things every time. But, you know, it's a game where we have to look at a different opposition, a different league. We'll probably play in a different style, maybe to what we're used to in the NPL. But listen, we've got to get on with it. We've got to make sure we plan properly and try and get a positive result at the weekend, because obviously it's going to be over in one game anyway. So we were going to practice our penalties tonight as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, Steve, I mean, Alva Church, our old friends, they're a cracking side, aren't they? So what's the message to the Basford faithful heading into this game?
Well, we had 400 people come on Tuesday night, Ben. Tuesday night at Basford on a wet and another windy night. We really appreciate everybody coming down. It's great to see people again. We've got old and new faces. We're collecting some, you know, local fans who can't get to watch Notts, can't get to watch Forest. So it's great to have them down. And, you know, as long as we keep picking fans up and keep picking points up, everybody's going to be happy.
Steve Chettle there, manager of Basford United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And James, Basford United, top of the pile. Warrington do have a game in hand. It was a weird one for them, wasn't it, in their match on Tuesday night. They wanted to bounce back from Saturday's defeat to Lancaster City. They were taking on Buxton, but the match got abandoned due to a player picking up a nasty injury.
Yeah, a very, very horrible ankle and break for Scott Brown. All our best regards there to Warrington. I'll say it's the second match in a row Warrington and Buxton have been abandoned now for either weather or injury situation.
Oh, last year when FC were playing Nantwich, it got snowed off, didn't it? I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, sending our best wishes to Scott and hope he makes a speedy recovery. In third place, Mickleover. Mickleover have had a great start to the season. Most informed team of the last six matches. Saturday, a 3-0 win over Grantham Town. On Tuesday night, it was a 1-0 home win against Hyde United. Mickleover now in third position, 3 points off top spot with a game in hand. And for more on this, on Thursday evening, I caught up with the manager at Mickleover. It's a welcome back to the show to John McGrath.
Yeah, we've we've done quite well. We've kind of set ourselves internal targets to reach the season, and we've had a good pre-season campaign, considering we've had to kind of fit together more or less a whole new squad. The lads that have come in from, we recruited quite well from the lower leagues, probably from Kidsgrove, Belper, Eastwood. They've all come in and done really well and showed a great hungry attitude, which I think if you come and watch us, that's the overriding trait we have now. We've got good young hungry players.
I mean, when you talk about that recruitment there, you obviously did a lot of research on these players to make sure they were going to be right for the club. But, you know, did you know they could beat the likes of Warrington and you know, get a draw with Buxton and go on a run like they have done?
Yeah, like we always, I think I said it to you last year, you know, we always start off with Project 42, you know, get to 42 points as quick as we can, and let's see where that takes us. Now, you know, I think everybody out there knows, you know, we're probably in the bottom six or seven when it comes to budgets, so which is why we had to recruit from the lower leagues. But saying that, there's so much talent now in lower leagues, and you see it by players from our league stepping up to the conference, to the Football League. You see young lads, you know, we've sold four in the last 5 years to the Football League. So it's that step up from our level to the league is only a similar step from Belper's League, Kidsgrove's League, Eastwood's League to us. And I've got a good scouting network behind me. You know, we always go and look at players ourselves. And I was under no illusions that the players coming in, I trusted, you know my gut instinct. And I knew they'd be up for the challenge. Now, you know, can we sustain us? Well, that's something that will have to be seen. But, you know, we're doing okay for now.
I don't know how many times you've been asked this question in recent weeks, but can we talk about Stuart Bevan and what he's been doing? He's been pretty electric so far.
Yeah, he's just a special talent. He's a talent that potentially shouldn't be playing at this level, but he's got a young family. They live in Burton, so it's only 10 minutes from him. He loves how we play football. He loves the environment around the place. He loves being a leader. And he's certainly a fantastic character and a fantastic person to have in the change rooms. And, you know, I think he's got six goals now. So he's he's had a great return for us, yeah.
One thing that your squad had last year had experience, didn't it, with a sprinkling of youngsters. And this time, I think the balance has gone the other way, but you've still got those experienced players in the dressing room. How important are they to what you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, you talk about the question previously, can the young lads coming from the lower leagues step up? And I think, yes, they can, but I think they certainly need guidance. I'm a good voice for them because I've been there, done that. My assistant is a good voice for them, Ricky Raven, because he's been there, done that. But you look at people like Pablo Mills, Stuart Bevan, Kemi Agustian. You know, we took Phil Watts from Belper, who's 33, Phil is. And again, you know, experienced lads who've been there, done that. And they certainly look after the youngsters quite well, yeah.
Now, let's talk about the league more generally, because obviously you touched upon Project 42 and all that. I mean, you're on 16 points at the moment. Yeah. Obviously, we'll get to the FA Trophy in a second, but on Tuesday, you know, you're taking on Nantwich, aren't you, on the road? And, you know, like we touched upon in this interview, you've beaten Warrington, you drew with Buxton, you've defeated the likes of Witton and Ashton United as well. So where are you at the moment, tracking against your own targets and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we're ahead of where I thought we'd be. But saying that, I kind of knew what I was getting. I was getting a group of players that, with the greatest respects, you know, they don't fear anybody, and that's got to be youthful exuberance. And I've got a group of young lads who want to prove that they are actually good enough for this division. I've, you know, lads who've been told they weren't good enough to play in divisions below. Suddenly we give them a chance, and. Because we play football a different style, you know, it suits them, and you know, we've got a great atmosphere. This is without doubt the best probably changing room group of lads that I've managed. They're willing to work for each other. Their team morale's really high, but that comes with winning games of football as well. Nantwich away Tuesday would be very, very difficult. Obviously, I know Dave Cook and the great job he's done there over the last couple of years, and you know, Cookie will have them all fired up, but. And like I said, we've always had good games against Nantwich because they're a good football inside. And, you know, we'll go there, play our brand of football. You know, we won't go there and sit back and defend. We'll go and try and attack them how we play.
And before that, you've got this banana skin, haven't you, this weekend in the FA Trophy against Dereham Town. Should say we're recording this on Thursday. You only have to look at non-league Twitter feeds to know why I've put that disclaimer in. But yeah, what's your expectations for this game this weekend, and how do you overcome this banana skin?
On paper, you look at it and you think, okay, they're from division below us, but obviously the south side. You'd like to think that, you know, we'd have enough to go and beat them, but if you flip it on its head, you know, we travelled to St Albans in the FA Cup 2 weeks ago, and, you know, we were their banana skin, and they would have been saying the same thing, division below, but we went there, gave them a right game, and, you know, we just beat on penalties. So I think the unknown is a little bit of a fear factor for me as a manager. You know, I don't know anybody down there in terms of scouting who knows that division quite well, so we don't really know much about them. But like I said, we'll you know, whether it be Buxton, Nantwich, Scarborough, whoever we're playing, it doesn't matter. We'll prepare the same way and hopefully continue this good run that we're on.
John McGrath there, manager of Micklover, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Micklover in third position, Witton Albion in fourth. They only had one match this week, Witton Albion 2, Atherton Coles 1 was the full-time score on Saturday. So Witton Albion maintaining their position in the playoffs. Buxton are in fifth, Matlock are in sixth, Atherton Coles in seventh. They did bounce back on Tuesday night following that defeat at Winsham Park on Saturday. It finished away from home, Stafford Rangers 0, Atherton Coles 3. Let's have some post-match reaction from that great win there for the Lancashire side. And here's Rob Sadler, assistant manager, speaking with Atherton Coles' YouTube channel.
Yeah, I think first half, first 20 minutes, we couldn't really get to grips with the shape. They went with a box four in the middle of the park, and it took us a while to adjust. But I think once we kind of locked that down and stopped them playing through us, I thought we were good. I thought we were, you know, we 2-0 up at half time. And to be fair, I don't think that was an even reflection of the first half. We got into some good areas, but we didn't really punish them. So, yeah, I think going in 2-0 at half-time, I think it was a little bit fortunate. But then I think second half, we controlled it.
Yeah, and obviously Brad said he wasn't too happy after last week's first half performance. what were the sort of changes you and Brad made going into this game, and were you pleased with what you saw?
Well, we said that to him before the game. We're a group who we're looking for consistency now through individuals over 90 minutes. So we put some 45 minutes together, like if you look at the second half against Witten, 45 minutes against Bamber Bridge last Tuesday, where we're 4-0 up at half time. And that's what we're kind of looking for, that consistency across the 90 minutes. And again, to be honest, I think we were average first half, but for some, you know, bizarrely, we find ourselves two goals to the good. And it was just a case then being professional in the second half.
And it's another win away from home. We've made a strong start to the season already. Are you pleased it's a step in the right direction so far?
Well, we've won two away from home this season. I think I said to you before, we didn't win a away game on a Tuesday at all last season. I think we got 1 point at Matlock, if I remember right. So that's progression for the group, and that's what we're looking at, to progress. And that's all we can ask of them. Keep improving week by week, keep working hard, and we think the rest will follow.
Rob Sadler there, assistant manager at Atherton Colls, speaking on Tuesday evening following his side's 3-0 win at Stafford Rangers. Good result that one for Atherton, bouncing back from that defeat to Witten Albion, James.
Obviously, the field actually ended up being the final straw for Stafford Rangers, who this afternoon have decided to part ways with Jodie Banning. Stafford Rangers making the first change of the season manager-wise.
Well, sending our best wishes to Jodie Banham, a cracking guest, and hopefully he'll be bouncing back soon. Let's go back to the results from Tuesday, and we'll talk about it. Shall we talk about it?
You might as well, mate.
Okay. South Shields 1, FC United of Manchester 0. James, thoughts?
Well, it wasn't as exciting as the last time
actually, James, I'm sorry to interrupt. It was a very, very good game of football. Both teams gave it a really good go. It was a good 1-0. It was a good 1-0 to watch.
Well, again, there's not many 1-0s in the league at the moment. So, FC United's first defeat of the season. Both teams on an FA Cup run. So, South Shields scraping that ahead. Again, just coming off a bit of torrid form in the league. Just need that for a little bit of recovery. If not, just to boost some morale, especially with the cup result as well.
It was a great result, that, for South Shields. And let's have some post-match action now. Here's Lee Picton, friend of the show, talking with Mariners TV following that 1-0 win over FC United on Tuesday night.
In my mind, we've played much better against Matlock and much better against Morpeth than we did tonight. And yet we've picked up more points tonight than we did in those two games combined. So, funny old game, but three clean sheets on the bounce now, and that is huge. You always give yourself a chance. And, you know, we looked really tired. And that's understandable. Pitch is really heavy at the moment. You know, a few lads have talked about it. You know, it was obviously a big shift on Saturday. A lot of adrenaline on Saturday. And you always talk about, you know, after the Lord Mayor's show and hopefully not being the case. And there was a little bit of an element of that. But it's you know, it's not for the lack of trying from the boys. And, you know, you've seen with 2-3 minutes to go, the players that are prepared to put their bodies on the line, you know, blocking shots in around the penalty box, and that's the dirty side of the game, the not so glamorous side of the game that we've done well tonight when we had to keep them ultimately keep them out and to get 3 points.
That must have been the most pleasing thing, the defensive effort there, the lack of chances that you gave FC United, they're a very good attacking side.
Yeah, I think, you know, they've created some decent situations. We've got ourselves into some decent situations, and to be honest with you, 1-0, probably on the low side in terms of, you know, based on the number of good situations that were created in the game by both sides, I think 1-0 is a low-end score for what could have been. So, yeah, you know, credit FC in terms of, you know, they really try and play the game the right way in my book, and they've played some nice football at times. So, you know, they're still work in progress as a side, as are we, and, you know, this will hopefully be the start of a good run for us now in our league campaign, because we certainly need one. And if we can put some, you know, a string of results together, then we'll start climbing that table really quickly.
Joint manager at South Shields, Lee Picton there, speaking with Mariners TV following that 1-0 win over FC United on Tuesday night, a result which sees South Shields up to 8th position. Joining South Shields on 12 points, sitting in 9th position with a game in hand, is Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity were beaten on Saturday by Radcliffe by 2-1, but did bounce back on Tuesday evening, beating Bamber Bridge at the Sir Tom Finney Stadium by 1-0. And let's have some post-match reaction from that victory on Tuesday evening. Here's Curtis Woodhouse speaking with the in-house YouTube channel at Gainsborough Trinity.
I thought first half, I mean, it could have been 3-3. I thought both goalkeepers were excellent. Tom Jackson made some fantastic saves for us, and their goalkeeper as well at the other end. And then second half, I thought they came out and dominated, if I'm going to be perfectly honest. And again, Jacko's made some great saves, and you know, we've hit them on the counter, and we've got that goal. And yeah, it's a massive 3 points for us. And I said to the lads in there, you know, we've got 12 points this season, which is unbelievable return. You know, I look at all the other teams that really this season we're competing with, and they're all down there with 2, 3, 4 points, and we've got 12. So that's testament to our lads. I think we had 4 teenagers start the game tonight, which is unbelievable. And listen, we were far from good. You know, we've got a long, long, long way to go. But, you know, what we showed was character. You know, and for such a young team, it's I'm really happy and proud of them, because not many teams come through a situation like that and keep a clean sheet and go away with the 3 points. So it showed unbelievable character beyond their years. And yeah, like I said, I'm really proud of them, without being delighted about our performance. You know, I'm delighted about the result. And I'm delighted about, like I said, the character they've shown is different class. And like I said, the young boys, really, who we've got playing for us. And yeah, can't ask for any more. 12 points, honestly, I can't believe it, if I'm honest.
Gainsborough Trinity manager Curtis Woodhouse there speaking following that win over Bamber Bridge on Tuesday evening. James, firstly, Radcliffe winning. And then, James, drawing 3-3 on Tuesday night.
I'll come back to Gainsborough first on that one anyway. But
James, Radcliffe. Tell us about Radcliffe.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, come on.
All right, then, two scrappy games for Radcliffe, sending off in the first game against Gainsborough, which really turned the tide a little bit to bring them back into it. Game against Whitby, 3-3. Radcliffe, in my opinion, obviously, I've been at that game. I think Whitby could have stole the 3 points, really. It's just the last 5-10 minutes.
Well, up to 12th now. Gainsborough in 9th, Whitby Town in 10th, Scarborough were beaten, as we said earlier, on Tuesday night by 4-1 against Basford. And that was the only result Scarborough had this week. So that sees Scarborough in 11th. Nantwich Town in 13th. Lancaster up to 14th, as we said earlier. A 2-1 win over Warrington Town. That actually is a great result for Lancaster. And they're starting to move up the table now after a bit of a sluggish start.
Yeah, well, sluggish starts a little bit unfair, realistically, because, again, they had issues with COVID, teams in the FA Cup, so they've not had opportunities to play. But, again, just taking that mantle over in the Basford result, 9 points out of 6 games, not a bad start for him, considering, and just finding the feet. But the Warrington result is a great state of intent.
For Morpeth, it's not been the best of weeks. Stalybridge Celtic 3, Morpeth Town 1 was the full-time score on Tuesday evening. A great win, that one, for Stalybridge Celtic, their first league win of the season. And for reaction to this win, Simon Howarth, manager at Stalybridge Celtic, caught up with the in-house YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's good. It's a bit of a relief. I think our performances have threatened that. And I suppose that's been coming a little bit, but until you do it, everyone gets a little bit tense. And you can see the last 20, 25 minutes, because we didn't get the fourth, we got a little bit edgy. But hopefully now that's under our belt, we'll be fine. But well-deserved. And, you know, I think if we were in any sort of form, the last 3 or 4 games, we'd have probably picked up 9 or 10 points. We've been playing that well. So tonight was just another good performance, but we went and got the job done.
Was it nice to see sort of things come together? I mean, we didn't really do a lot differently today compared to the last 3 games, but it's finally come together today.
Yeah, as you said, it all came together. Collieries, we deserved. So we got a point. We could have got 3. We battered Gainsborough. That could have been, you know, any score to us. Outplayed a good Basford team on Saturday and should have won again. And then tonight we've gone and got the win. But again, Morpeth are a good side. So we've had 4 good performances and we just haven't got the points we deserve. But sometimes it works like that, you know. And hopefully now we can go on a run and get some results and start to get what we deserve.
Simon Howarth there speaking with the in-house YouTube channel at Stalybridge Celtic. And we should say all the links to the YouTube channels we featured this week, Gainsborough Trinity, South Shields, Atherton Calls and Stalybridge Celtic is available in the description to this podcast. Make sure you click them, make sure you subscribe, make sure you like and all that. It's great stuff that the media teams are doing across the league. James, just a quick mention for Stalybridge Celtic there. A great win. And I think it's been coming, you know.
It has been coming. Like I said, we called Kyle Hawley back from Gloucester, and that seems to have a little bit of an effect straight away.
I think that's all the results, isn't it? And just before you go, James, just a quick mention as well for the FA Trophy coverage this weekend. There's lots of matches, as we'll be hearing shortly from Andrew Snaith. Where can people keep abreast of everything that's going on social media-wise?
So all the links to the commentaries will be on at Northern Premier League, the Facebook pages, basically any social media that we do, and on the league websites. Keep your eyes on there on the night of the show gets released and on Saturday afternoon. And then next week, obviously, quick mention for the new partnership with Film My Match. So there might be, if you, other than the teams that are already streaming, you might see your club pop up at random as a match to watch if you can't make your game. So, yeah, rock on, Tommy.
There we go. Rock on, Tommy, indeed. And on that note, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us, social media officer for the league. You have a lovely weekend. Stay safe, and we'll be speaking to you again next week. Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us, but it's, as you can hear from this slight echo in the background, you join us back in the Pitching In NPL Show kitchen. And that can only mean one thing: for a fixture preview for this weekend's third qualifying round matches in the FA Trophy, we're joined once again by my culinary colleague, Mr. Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hiya, Ben. Yeah, very well, thank you. Always a treat to be in the NPL Show kitchen.
It's because me and Andrew both have young children, and we can only do the show at a certain time when everyone's in bed, and my quietest room in the house is the kitchen. So that's how it works. So without further ado, Sashtia United against Clitheroe.
Can I call it a derby, Ben? Am I allowed?
No, it's not a derby. There's no chance. But just to say,
it's the same county.
It's not the same county. It's Greater Manchester. I think Ashton United is Cheshire. I think Ashton's actually technically Cheshire. And I'm just checking. Is it in Lancashire or is it in Cheshire? Stick with us, dear listener. Historically, it's in Lancashire. It's in Lancashire. Crack on. It is a derby then. I'll let you have it.
Derby, brilliant. And Ashton looking to pick up their second win of the season so far. Then it's been a little bit of a tough start for them. Surprised to see no wins at Hurst Cross so far as well this campaign. Could be a little bit of a banana skin.
How about this one? Atherton Coles against City of Liverpool. It's an interesting one, this one, for Atherton Coles to deal with, but... You know, what have you made of Atherton Coles' starts this season?
Terrific. I mean, it's really good to see them starting the campaign as they have. I suppose it's what we maybe expected of them last season, Ben, and it's maybe taken them a little bit longer than we expected to find their feet at this level. Maybe the step up was a surprising one maybe for them in terms of the standard, but they look like they've bought well in the summer, and it's starting to pay off. They're finding their feet in the league, and I mean, if you said to them that they would be above South Shields, they'd be above Scarborough, you know, above Gamesburg, they're above some big teams in that top seven, they'll be delighted with that. I think City of Liverpool have had some success off the field recently, Ben. They started building their club up with very much a community feel, I believe.
Yes, we spoke during our COVID shows earlier in the year, around April, May time. We had their community team on do some cracking stuff. You mentioned Atherton Coles have done quite well with their league form. I have to say, I think that's true of Basford United. We heard from Steve Chettle earlier in the show. They've been good, haven't they? They've been getting the 1-0s, but the 4-1 win over Scarborough last time out. They're going to need that this weekend when it comes to playing Alvechurch, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And you won't have any problem with a Whitby fan talking about that result either from yes. The other night. But yeah, they're in irresistible form, Ben. They're one of those sides. There's a few like them with the likes of Buxton with their firepower. But if you find yourself behind midweek away, or you could get hit for 4 or 5, and that's what happened to Scarborough. And I'm quite sure they won't be the last team to suffer that fate away in Nottinghamshire.
Well, you mentioned Buxton there, and Buxton are travelling to Brighouse Town, and that takes us to our next guest on this week's show. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Brighouse Town to judge the mood in the camp ahead of this FA Trophy match. It is the welcome return to the show of Bill Powell.
Yeah, it's going as well as it can be with what we've got. We've got a couple of injuries out, but we've got guys returning in key areas as well. So the good news is my captain Kurt Harris seems to have come back from his injury. So really pleased with that. So yeah, we've got players coming back, but we have got a couple of missing. So we're in good spirits and ready for the game.
And what's your thoughts on Buxton themselves? I mean, they've been recruiting very, very well over the close season, started the campaign quite well as well. So this is a tough game.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the favourites for the league above, clearly, by their recruitment and you know, how they've approached the seat and started the season. There's certainly going to be a test for us, for anyone really, anyone that's been playing, we've had them watch. You know, and they look real force. So the key thing for us is that we try and work rate, really. But yeah, they're certainly going to cause us some problems, and we'll hope to cause them some problems as well.
And when it comes to, you know, your priorities and that kind of thing, you know, given the win against Pontefract the last time out, I suppose you when it comes to the trophy or you know, the league, it's all about just playing matches and winning matches, I guess, at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's no secret we've not had a great start, both through obviously players being available and obviously results have not gone our way. So, you know, getting a win last week and obviously going into tomorrow, it's just about continuing that same mentality of, you know, being difficult to beat and hopefully causing problems at the other end. And that's what we're going to try and do tomorrow.
And when it comes to the season more generally, I mean, it's been a bizarre close season, really. And this season, it is what it is. We're just plodding along, aren't we, and getting yeah, games played. From a management point of view, how difficult has this all been?
Yeah, it has. You know, we're all in the same boat. It has. You know, we've had players test negative, but have to self-isolate because of their job. Teachers, and for example, we've got a couple of teachers in the camp. So, yeah, it has been trying. It's been difficult with our players, as I say, drop out the night before games, and you're having to reshuffle things and rejig things. But that's just the way of the land, and you just have to adapt to it, I guess. You know, everybody's in the same boat, so you just have to, as you say, you just have to get on with it and keep trying to move forward.
One thing that has been developing since the close season and the pre-season friendlies is we're starting to get crowds in as well. How important are those 400 or so who are going to be in the stadium tomorrow? How important are they going to be?
I mean, it's essential for us, not just for the existence of the club, but also for, you know, they've been a great help in terms of, you know, support and backing the team and backing the players. So from our point of view, you know, they're a massive bonus in what are difficult times, really.
What's your message to that faithful tomorrow as well, and the role that they've got to play?
Listen, they've been brilliant. Keep doing what they've been doing. They've been brilliant, even in tough, you know, with a tough start. They've still supported the lads. You know, there's still been a great deal of positivity around the place because they know the lads have worked the socks off despite the results. And you know, as I say, it paid off on Saturday with a great result, and if they come again in, as they will do, and support the boys, they'll again run the hearts out for the fans.
Bill Powell, there, manager of Brighouse Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. We've got Leek Town; they're travelling to Evesham to take on Evesham United. Leek Town, obviously, last season was a great year. They're going to have to double their efforts, I feel, because what's going on in the South East Division is phenomenal. There's so many teams in rich vein of form at the moment. Leek and Stamford aren't going to have it all their own way. So what do you think for the FA Trophy this weekend for Leek?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Leek, a team with good cup pedigree, but as you say, it's a very, very tough South East Division. There's always eyes on the North West, but I think this time around, you know, the people are going to be looking in that Midlands area, and as you say, the real strength in depth at the top there. Maybe it will suit Leek to have that time away and a chance in the cups. And you know, we know from past results, Ben, that they have got the pedigree to have a run in the competition.
Let's go from Leek now to Manchester, and FC United of Manchester, they're taking on Marsh United. If this was at Marsk, I said this last week against their in their FA Cup tie at Brackley. If it's at Marsk, there's a good chance Marsk would win because their home form is so good. But this one's at Broadhurst Park. But it's during, I have to say, it's during a series of games for FC United. There was obviously Geisler, South Shields away, Marsh United, Warrington at home on Tuesday, then the Doncaster match in the FA Cup. There's an awful lot going on here, isn't there, at Broadhurst Park?
There really is. I mean, brilliant to see FC United making the first round proper of the FA Cup alongside South Shields and Marine from the NPL. Brilliant. And of course, Marsh themselves made the fourth qualifying round, having a very early lead at Brackley before they were well beaten in the end. No Marsk well, the side have a weakest team in the summer, but including Matty Timon up front, who started like a house on fire. It will be a tough game, I think, for FC United, Ben. Marsk are really going well in the North West. As I say, they've had that run in the FA Cup. I think this potential banana skin, and I don't know, maybe psychologically, Ben, FC United of Manchester, maybe one eye on this FA Cup first round proper game, which we're playing to Marsk fans, in my view.
There's an all Division 1 affair in Derbyshire on Saturday. Glossop North End taking on Workington. Glossop currently at the lower half in the South East Division, Workington flying high in the North West Division, but Glossop do have home advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a long trip down for Workington. I always, you think about the fans, you think about the players, and the long trip over to Workington. And of course, Workington, as they quite rightly point out, have that reverse trip to make every other week. It's a long way down to the Peak District from deepest Cumbria. But as you say, Workington going superbly well in the North West Division. Talker off the field, possible developments there. I think they couldn't really go there in much better form. So you think they have a great chance.
Let's talk about Frickley Athletic now. And Frickley travelling to Ewan Fields on Saturday to take on Hyde United. And for more on this, on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Frickley Athletic. Here's Dave Frecklington.
Yeah, very good. Very good. We go into the game full of confidence after a good 4-0 win against Market Drayton Town last Saturday. Really pleased with the performance and the result. We've suffered a lot of injuries and one or two out of COVID. So we, to go and get the win on Saturday, we've been very pleased with that. So, we're looking forward to it. It'll be a tough test, we know that. They've got a very good side, and I took a Matlock team there a couple of years back, and they've still got probably 6-7 players from when we played them last time. So they play on 3G. We're expecting a tough game, and but one we're looking forward to.
And I was going to mention that the result on Saturday against Market Drayton, because it was it's a pretty comprehensive scoreline there. And you touched upon the challenges you've had with injuries and COVID, and you know it is a challenging year. It has to be said. So I mean, how is preparations going into this campaign, and how are you coping with the hectic schedule?
Yeah, we started the season really well. We had a really good pre-season. We didn't have any injuries through pre-season. You know, we went into the fifth FA Cup game and against Newcastle Benfield, and the first league game at Chasetown. We won both games, and then the Tuesday night game against Marine, where we lost 1-0 at home in the cup. We suffered four injuries, and it was a real blow. Four key senior players, and you know they're still out. 3 or 4 weeks on, so that's been tough. You know, we've had to change the way we play in certain aspects, and because we've had to go a little bit younger and give the young lads an opportunity. But you know, it's been pleasing. I think everybody's in the same boat. I don't think it's just us. I think speaking to a lot of managers, they're in the same boat and they're finding it difficult. I think because obviously the financial side of things this year, a lot of squads are smaller. So you know, if they get one or two injuries, they're having to get other bodies in or just going with like skeleton squads. So, well, we're still footballing, so that's a massive bonus. And while we can still play, then we'll give everything we can to try and win the football match.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? When I'm having these chats with managers, it's just nice to be talking about football, really, isn't it? And matches and outcomes and that kind of thing. And when it comes to the South East Division more generally, we could talk about the North West Division. For a good couple of years, that's been packed with so many competitive teams. I think the South East Division can lay that claim this year. It's a phenomenal competition. So what's your take on how it's shaping up?
I agree. I think this year is probably the most competitive it's been for a number of years. I think looking at the likes of ourselves, we finished strong last year after taking over a team that was bottom of the league. We finished eighth before COVID came and we had an outside chance of the playoffs. I think Cleethorpes were in there, Carlton were in there, Sutton Coldfield had a late run, and I think us four or five teams are in the bottom half of the table. So not started the best for a number of reasons, but the same old faces look to be at the top. You know, you've got the surprise packages, I think Loughborough and Lincoln. So it's a very, very, very tough league this year. And, you know, one that, you know, we're hoping to do well in, but, you know, under no illusions how tough it'll be.
And given the challenges elsewhere with regards to, you know, putting football matches on and like you say, you know, just getting the games played and trying to get through the season with the best we can, where does the FA Trophy feature on your radar as well? Because, you know, I get the impression you'd like to keep the form going from that victory against Market Drayton.
Absolutely, Ben. You know, we want to try and progress as far as we can. You know, there's no secret that it's the last chance we've got of earning any money for the football club at a time of need. We've got, you know, unfortunately for us, unfortunately for Prescott, we got passed through to the next round because they had COVID, so that game was called off. So we're just hoping we can go as far as we possibly can. But it's going to be a very tough game at Hyde, and we go there as underdogs. But if we could get another round out of it, you know, and put some much-needed money in the coffers, then everyone at the football club would be delighted with that.
Dave Frecklinton, the manager of Frickley Athletic, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Let's talk about Loughborough Dynamo. Loughborough Dynamo are in great form at the moment in the South East Division, and they're hosting our old friends Bedford Town on Saturday in the third qualifying round. And for more on this, on Friday, I caught up with Lee Attenborough, manager at Loughborough Dynamo.
Yeah, obviously, it's gone right this week. Won the game last Saturday. We only trained once this week on Tuesday. Just got a few knocks in the squad. So really, yeah, prepared okay, looking forward to it, and hope to have another couple of faces back who have been missing the last few weeks as well. So, yeah, all in all, decent prep and ready to go.
For those people who've not looked at the South East Division, Loughborough have been on a hell of a run. I mean, the form going into this game tomorrow is pretty good, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, we lost our first game of the season, got beat heavily at Worksop. It's a really, well, sort of freak result. Since then, we've gone 7 unbeaten in the league, won 6 of them. And also obviously won the last round of the trophy. So yeah, we are in good form. And obviously now there's competition for places in the squad. We've got players back from injury who you'd have expected to go straight back in. And now they're gonna struggle with how we've done. So we've just got to keep going and take one game at a time. I know it's all the cliche and it's easy to get excited, but you know, with all due respect, we've played, I think, 4 of the bottom 5 in the league, so we've just got to keep our feet grounded and keep doing what we're doing.
I mean, that's the thing, and it's keeping a lid on the whole thing, because, you know, when you look at the South East Division, I spoke to Dave Frecklinton earlier, it's suddenly flipped. I mean, it used to be the North West Division everyone talked about, but the South East Division is just filled with quality teams. I mean, what's it like being the top of the pile at this stage of the season?
Yeah, it's going to be, like I say, historically, the last 2 years since I've been in charge, we've had a bit of a shaky start, to be honest, and we've always been playing catch-up. And second half of the last 2 seasons, we've done really well. We won 6 games on the bounce the last 6 games a couple of seasons ago. Last year, before the null and void, we were 7 unbeaten. So we kind of sort of come good second half. So this season, priority was to try and get onto a flyer, if we could. I'd never expected to be top after 8 games. I was hoping to be top half, maybe in touch with the sort of right-hand of the table. We found ourselves in a very good position with something to hang on to now. So, you know, I say to our players all the time, when you're involved in football, you want every game to mean something. And when you're sort of bottom half of the league, where you're not going up, you're not going down, sometimes then games around January, February, it can become hard. So we wanted to have something to play for. And at the minute, obviously early days, but we feel like we've put ourselves in a position where, yeah, we've got something to cling on to. And it's a long, obviously a long, long way to go. But you kind of feel like every game's a bit of a cup final. You can feel something building. But as I said in my last interview with the club last week, you're only probably two or three bad results away from dropping down to seventh or eighth place. So I'd say another five or six games, let the league take shape a little bit more, and then we'll sort of know, you know, a bit more about where we're going to be at. But yeah, great start, and you know, we never expected to be where we are, so just got to keep trying to do what we're doing.
Let's talk away from the league and FA competitions, because in the FA Cup, you were unlucky against Nuneaton Borough, weren't you? I mean, it was a great performance. But the FA Trophy, how important is it, these cup competitions to your side, and especially, you know, keeping that sense of momentum going as well?
I mean, for us, first and foremost, it's massive for the club. You know, we're not one of the biggest hitters in the league financially. For the sake of the club, we've got to keep trying to win these games, get the money through the door. But on the flip side of that, with all the COVID and everything, and you've got all your League Cup games and things like cancelled, and our Westerby Cup, which is our sort of senior your Leicestershire Cup, they're not there anymore. So your cup games are almost a chance to give players a run, but at the same time, they mean that a little bit more. So it's trying to strike the balance. And at the minute we're doing that. I mean, the Dunedin game was probably one of our best performances of the season. We lost out 2-1 narrowly. But then obviously in the last round of this cup, we beat Bury Town, who did beat Dunedin in the FA Cup. So, yeah, there's a lot of good teams, like you said a minute ago. And on any given day, if you're not at the races, you'll lose. You know, so we've got to make sure we're right tomorrow. And hopefully we'll keep that run going.
Let's talk about tomorrow then, and Bedford, our old friends. What's your thoughts on the game itself, and what you expected from them?
Well, the game will be a tough one. They're the same level as us. They're in the South Central, and you know, they're about eighth or seventh or eighth at the minute. So we know, again, there's good sides in that division with Corbys, Hales, Owens, teams like that. So yeah, they'll be competitive. We've looked at their squad list. Obviously, it's handy on paper. A few ex-pros in there, so they'll know what they're doing. They've got a good gaffer who's been around at Kingsland and whatnot. So they'll prepare properly, so will we. Both sides have done the job, and I imagine on the day it would be a good game. You know, the teams that are a little bit further south, in sort of my experience, tend to try and play a little bit more football. You know, Bury Town, when they came to us last week, week before last, they knocked it about. You know, they got on the ball, they weren't direct at all, they tried to play. So I'm hoping for a good game of football on a good surface, where, you know, in theory, it's one of them games where, I know football, you don't always get what you deserve, but the best team should win in this type of game it's going to be, I'd expect.
Lee Attenborough, manager of Loughborough Dynamo. Marine taking on Stalybridge Celtic. Stalybridge got a win in the league, their first league win of the campaign midweek. Marine, we could talk about what you said about FC United earlier, Andrew, if you like. I mean, it's an interesting one, this one.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely, yeah. As I said, with FC United, you wonder how much making the first round proper of the FA Cup would be a distraction. I mean, it's a tremendous distraction, a brilliant one, and great for Marine, and hearty congratulations to them. Fantastic to reach that first round proper. Stalybridge, as you said, they've only just got their first win of the season in the league, and you wonder, you wonder about this one at Bower Fold. You would think, if it goes with form, that Marine would be favourites.
We heard from John McGrath earlier, Mikulova, brilliant at the moment, taking on Dereham Town on Saturday in the FA Trophy. Just a quick one here, Andrew. Mikulova have just been brilliant, haven't they? And I find this remarkable to say, because they've gone up a notch last year, but they've gone up a notch again, haven't they?
Yeah, third spot, brilliant stuff from them. They're one of those teams that, and it's horrible and patronising it sounds, it doesn't mean, I'm not meaning it to be, they do punch above their weight. It's absolutely fantastic what they're doing there. Dereham Town, goodness me, that's over in towards Norfolk Way, I think. That's a heck of a trek for over there. So yeah, but Mikulova, as you say, brilliant. And that home form is really, really serving them well. 4 wins out of 5 at home in the league. I mean, you can't say better than that.
Let's go to Newcastle Town against Nuneaton. Newcastle have been pretty good as well, haven't they? And it's at home, so they've got a chance here, haven't they, against Nuneaton?
Oh, I think they've got a great chance, yeah. As you say, Newcastle Town flying. Yeah, it will be easy for Nuneaton over there in Staffordshire. And I think Newcastle Town will go in there full of confidence, and hopefully they can do the job.
Our old friends Peterborough Sports will be hosting Gainsborough Trinity. Obviously, we heard from Curtis Woodhouse a while ago, and they've still got a couple of injuries around the squad and that kind of thing. So I suppose this one, it just depends who he fields and who he's got available.
You look at Gainsborough, if they're at full strength, they could beat anybody in the division, as we know. But going to Peterborough Sports, it's very awkward. I've,
I've been there myself in the FA Trophy watching Whitby, and we lost there. It is a difficult place to go, and you know, they get behind those side 100%, and they're a good attacking team as well. Peterborough Sports, they don't play with much fear. They've got lots of confidence. It'll be a real challenge for Gainsborough, I think.
It's an all-northwest affair on Saturday between Pickering Town and Runcorn. Pickering down in the lower half of the Northwest Division. Runcorn Lynch just outside the playoffs. I suppose we have to go with league positioning if you to make a prediction. So there's only one person who can get off the fence on this one, and that's Andrew Snaith.
Yes, I'll try and get rid of these splinters. Yeah, Runcorn, Pickering. You would think Runcorn would win it. Pickering, not too far from here. No, Pickering quite well. They really struggled last season, and I think if we'd have had the season concluded, they would have gone down. They were fortunate enough not to, and they, while they are in the lower half there, there are some signs of improvement. There's a real Scarborough connection there, and that's often the case with Pickering, but particularly this season with the former player coach from there in charge of Pickering, and they've brought in some good young players there from Scarborough, a couple of young Whitby lads as well playing for them too. So they're doing well. They're using the players at their disposal from Whitby, from Scarborough, and they're starting to mould something a little bit better than what they had last season. But I think it's just steady progress there at Mill Lane at the moment.
What do you think about we mentioned the All Northwest affair there. There's an All Premier Division affair as well in North Manchester. We've got Radcliffe against Bamber Bridge. Obviously, Andrew, you've seen Whitby and Radcliffe go head to head quite recently in a bit of a ding dong thriller. So, what do you think for Radcliffe against Bamber Bridge?
It was a terrific game of football, 3-3 on Tuesday night. Radcliffe, as the scoreline suggests, terrific going forward. Lots of options. Not so much at the back. They will give you a chance, but another team that are going reasonably well. They probably won't be, particularly upset by their start to the season. But always good to have an all-Premier Division affair, and there'll be plenty of spice in the game, no doubt.
I'm surprised you've not mentioned it being a form of derby. They're both teams in Lancashire. Let's talk about the next fixture. Redditch United against Nantwich Town. Nantwich have had a week off, so...
Nantwich, having to go down to the West Midlands and play Redditch. They've had the week off to be fresh going into the game, and they will be. So I'm going to stick my neck out and say I fancy Nantwich to get a result this weekend.
The next fixture to talk about, South Shields against Colne. We'll get your thoughts in a second, Andrew. But let's hear now from the manager at Colne, Nathan Rooney. I caught up with Nathan on Friday afternoon.
It's been an up and down week. Obviously, everyone's trying to get protocol in line with everything because obviously we're travelling to a new place. But all in all, from a training point of view, yeah, the tempo and standards have been there as normal. And we're going into the game full hit. So hopefully it'll be a good game.
Now, on paper, you'd suggest this is a tough assignment, but I've got a funny feeling South Shields don't want to be playing you, given where they are at the moment with FA Cup and league matches and that kind of thing. So how do you become this big banana skin for them?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. We've spoke about all different scenarios and if they're possibly saving a couple of players, but as you know yourself, if you're going into a game and you want to do a cup upset, you don't think of anything like that. You just think about putting your strongest players out there. So from our angle, we're treating this as one of the most integral games of our season. I don't think it'll change the way the season goes for us, but I do think it gives us an opportunity to showcase ourselves on a bigger stage. So for us, it's a massive game to hopefully win.
I was going to say about, you know, how the season's progressing. I mean, you came in towards the back end of last season and you know what that was with the season suspension, yeah, and that kind of thing. But right, the start's been pretty good for Colne. You've just hit the ground running, it looks like.
Yeah, I think sometimes it can be luck, sometimes it can be well drilled. But I think we got the balance right early doors. We put a lot of plans in place in case the COVID did disrupt us. We put plans in place for having the full squad signed on before first day of pre-season. So it's just the way I wanted to work. I didn't want to keep bringing people in and out like a bit of an open-door policy. I wanted everyone fixed up, and I think hopefully with the standards and the foundations that we've set, it's going to hold us in good stead moving forward.
And I know it's early days in the league campaign, but what have you made of the competition? Because I'm looking at the top half of the table. You've got the old favourites, Workington, Ramey, Marina. I've started to motor again. Marsh United, Dunstan. I should just read out half the league, really, shouldn't I? I mean, what do you make of the competition?
Well, I know we're joint second, but I'm very realistic to what the other teams have. Now, I'm not a manager to talk about budgets or anything else. For us, our vision and our project should overcome everything this season. So players are wanting to come to us because they want to achieve. They don't just want to be in the Northern Prem, different club up to January and then a different club to May. The bodies that we brought in have bought into the project. So first and foremost, that's number one. The second thing to that, I think a lot of the teams are very similar, in my opinion. It's a very young league, but then obviously the experience is in the back lines. So it gives them that little bit of structure as well. So no, it's everything I expected. But we do kind of just focus on ourselves because we have this feeling that every team will play in a very similar way. So up to now, it's definitely worked for us.
And where does the FA Trophy fit in all this? I'm going to suggest it's quite heavily in your mind at the moment, given the finances and also the fact you're winning matches. You want to keep that going?
No, definitely. I think momentum's first and foremost. We've got a good chairman. He doesn't put pressure on you certain games. It's end of the day, you just go week by week. And if you go week by week with your squad, all intact with no injuries and you're fully fit, then you treat every game exactly the same. For my side, it's getting teams higher up, and that's why we started the pre-season the way that we did. And when we invited Salford, we played them, we won that game, we played Stockport, made a really good account of ourselves in that game as well. So hopefully we once again step up the mark and we hopefully achieve what we want tomorrow, and that's obviously to get ourselves in the hat for the next round.
Nathan Rooney there, manager of Cone. Tough assignment, this one, but I refer the listener back to Andrew's Nathan's comments about Marine and FC United, about South Shields.
Yeah, will FA Cup fever ruin things in the FA Trophy? Hopefully not from a South Shields perspective. It will be interesting to see how they cope with that psychological barbers. Obviously not wanting to disrespect the FA Trophy, but the FA Cup, when that comes to town, it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal for the supporters, but I think we always forget it's a huge deal for players, for management. To say you've played in that first round proper, I mean, that's a big deal for a player, I'm sure.
St Ives Town against Stafford Rangers. We should say, we're recording this on Thursday night, and the news on Thursday afternoon from Stafford Rangers that the directors at the club have decided to terminate the appointments of Jody Banham, as they've mentioned it on their Twitter feed. Sending our best wishes to Jody. It's been a tricky season thus far for Stafford, hasn't it?
It certainly has been, yeah. All sorts going on there. You mentioned the change of management there. They haven't had a great start to the season, of course. That's stating the obvious, but I always think managers need to be given time to be able to start to mould the team into what they want to see on the field. And we're only, with the delayed start, we're only a couple of months into the campaign, Ben, and it's difficult for any manager to really to put a stamp on things this early. But they've opted to make that change. We will see what we will go one or two ways when there's a manager change. Sometimes it gives them a boost. Sometimes it makes a team struggle. But sometimes the need to try and impress the new incumbent. So you sometimes see a little bit of a bounce. So I'm going to, again, stick my neck out and say Stafford might just pull something off.
St Neots Town will be hosting Worksop Town. Worksop, it feels like the good times are back. They're fifth currently in the South East Division. Really dangerous opponents for any team in that league. What do you think? Chance for an upset here away at St Neots?
Another one making a very long trip, Worksop Town. Yeah, as you say, they're in good form at the moment, going well in the league. You just don't know. I think the FA Trophy, even more than the FA Cup, I think, is the competition for upsets. So yeah, why not? Why can't the Tigers go there and progress?
Stourbridge against Stamford. Stourbridge obviously have had some brilliant episodes in FA competitions, as of Stamford actually in recent years. This could be tricky, this one, for Stourbridge, in all fairness.
As you say, two teams with really good recent pedigree in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy. I suspect it could be a real classic. Two sides that will go out and attack, and I guess that's the great thing about not having replays, that teams just play to win first time round. Could be a great cup tie.
Now, we've been on the Step 4 show last month. month. We talked about, you know, how dominant at the moment the Staffordshire clubs are, Newcastle Town, Leek Town and Kidsgrove, even though we recorded that show about 3 weeks ago. They're, all three of them are still in the playoffs, and that's very much the case with Kidsgrove Athletic. And they're travelling to Stratford Town on Saturday in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. What do you think for this one, Andrew? Kidsgrove are on it, and I don't see why they can't win this game.
Absolutely, and they've got that fighting mentality as well, Ben. They like to knock teams off their perch. They like to take those scalps. It's not too far for them to travel. I think they'll give Stratford a really tough game.
Tie of the round, Warrington against Lancaster.
Absolutely, yeah, terrific game that one as well. Warrington Lancaster, good to see an all NPL Premier tie as well. Warrington, a surprise result. You know, they were taken to task at times recently in midweek, and they were given a real working over. Still unbeaten at home though. Still a side that I'd expect to be in that promotion shake up. Lancaster, of course, brilliant last season. Stuttered a little bit this campaign, but still only one defeat in the league. Every chance for Lancaster.
And finally, before your big plug, obviously, for the Whitby match, Yaxley against Grantham Town.
Grantham, of course, as we know, really, really tough start from them. You know, just still yet to have a league win. You know, if there was ever a time for Yaxley to play them, it is now.
And finally, because it's now time for the customary plug, Coast and County covering this game, I'd imagine, on Saturday. Morpeth Town against Whitby Town. It's been quite a few weeks since we last had you on at Whitby. What's the mood in the camp, and what do you think for this one?
The mood in the camp's reasonable enough, Ben. As I said, that 3-3 draw at Radcliffe, I think the prevailing thought would be that Whitby should have had all 3 points. There were 3-2 up quite late in the game, albeit without a couple of key players. They beat Morpeth, Whitby, just a week ago. And this is the problem with having games just a week apart. There was a little bit of bad feeling. There were there were two sendings off in the game. Morpeth also had used all the substitutes, so later on in the game they ended up with 9 men. This could be one that boils over, I think, up in the northeast, up at Craig Park. So might be one to keep an eye on there for the neutral. Yeah, this will be a hard fought game, I would suspect.
Well, there we go. And coverage available on Coast and County.
Absolutely, yeah. 97.4 FM in the Scarborough area, but also online for all at coastandcountyradio.co.uk. Join Liam Ryder from 3 PM.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith from Coast and County Radio for joining us on this week's show. And a big thank you as well to all our guests this week. It's been a bumper edition, and a big good luck to everyone in FA Trophy action on Saturday afternoon. As is the way with this season's show, just make sure that you check Twitter, you check Facebook, you check the league website at www.thenpl.co.uk, and you check your club Twitter feed as well before setting off to your game on Saturday. Well, that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. We'll be back next week with our monthly review show. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all have a lovely and safe weekend. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.